A long time ago, actually it was 1979, I was a 19-year-old police constable, just newly graduated, new to come out of the police college that was then at Trentham, and had been sent to the Wellington Central Police Station, a big old building on Waring Taylor Street, just off Lambton Quay, right next door to the Midland Hotel, which had a bar catering for the early openers and those who reminisced for the 6 o'clock swill. Wellington was a very different place in those days. It was a civil service town. And around about 5 o'clock, everyone would come out of the office buildings adorned with the names of those government departments that have long since been consigned to history, scuttling down to the railway station or standing on Lambton Quay for a trolley bus to take them back to their homes in far off Taita or Stokes Valley or Wainui Amata. But being a new police constable, you were put on the beat. And I joined, there was a big group of us turned up. We're all about 18 or 19. We're all blokes, all came from the South Island and were Pākehā. So much for diversity. Anyway, being the new boys, you're no girls, being the new boys, you were put on the beat. You would wear your helmet when you go down to the muster room for line-up, and you'll be sent out. You were allocated your beats, you were given your baton and your handcuff, a crappy little torch, and a portable radio that didn't really work beyond out onto Lambton Quay, and away you went. You were told not to come back until your scheduled meal break or if you got an arrest, and that was something that was actively discouraged. The reason being is a lot of old lags out there, and they could see us coming, and they were keen to be locked up for something like drunk in a public place. So they were actively discouraged. So you were sent out. You would spend your time clambering over rooftops and climbing up fire escapes, or lurking in passageways, looking for people for loneliness and tent. You never found anybody. But after a while, that gets a little bit boring, so you start looking for places to keep yourself warm and dry. It can get cold at night. It can get dark. It was often drizzly and windy, and you needed somewhere dry to hang out. There were about a series of beats we had in those days. There were about five of them around the town, around central Wellington. But the best beat of all was Beat 3. Beat 3 covered Vivian Street and Cuba Street. Yeah, you know. That's where the nightclubs were, the strip clubs, the bars, the interesting things. The rest of town was pretty dead, but that's where you wanted to go. Now, if you weren't allocated to Beat 3, you'd actually try and sneak away along there and just hang out there as well. Keeping an ear out for the beat sergeant for your call sign, allowing yourself just enough time to get to where you needed to be, just in case they wanted to know where you were and, more importantly, what you were doing. One of the more interesting places that you would come across, and we heard about it, was Carmen's International Coffee Lounge. It was pointed out to us that is not a place that you would want to go to. There are all kinds of things going on in there that you don't need to know about. But nevertheless, when you're wandering around and you've gone around your haunts and you're warm and dry, the attraction of Carmen's International Coffee Lounge, which at that stage was in Lower Cuba Street, was betting there. It's an interesting little place because despite its long and exotic name, the front entrance was actually quite small. It was just a doorway out onto Cuba Street with a step. There were a couple of people standing there and you'd wander up and they would tell you to move on. But one particular night I was feeling particularly brave. It was time to go up the stairs to Carmen's International Coffee Lounge. And you go up this long stairs, very narrow, and there was people hovering along there, and I remember the wallpaper. It was red and gold stripes, really gaudy. And he opened up the door, and that was the actual coffee lounge with its faux brick interior. And Carmen was there. At that stage, she'd just finished having a scrap with Rob Muldoon and won. And Bob Jones had just backed her to be the mayor of Wellington. She lost. "Hello, darling," she said. "A coffee." Upstairs for sweets. And I'm not sure that was the dessert menu. The coffee was something different. They did tell me that it was used for something, a little additive. Or you had something that came out of the teapot. But this was just a regular coffee. Not like the barista standard we have these days. Anyway, we had the coffee, and looking around, you saw the night workers, the strippers, and everyone else. And that's when you realised that people were perhaps had a different experience to me.